You are
listening to
Nutbutt Tree.
Okay, well, here we are, episode 11. Did you ever think that we would make 11 episodes?
Nope.
Typically, we talk about this on like the 10th episode, but our 10th episode was an interview between Neek and myself.
Oh, right.
Right. okay, so again, a lot has happened between this last episode and the current one that we're recording now. I went back and listened to all of them. Do you realize we've never given dates? Like, we don't talk about what date things happened on. We'll talk about days, but not dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably because we don't really know the date.
That's true. Today, I think, is the 22nd, isn't it? June 22nd, yes. We're recording this on the evening of June 22nd. This is our family night.
Is it Monday?
It's Monday.
Yeah. Oh. Days roll together.
Yeah, we've been kind of swamped. So, well, a lot has happened, like we've said. Janae is recovering very well. I assume so. Yeah, yeah, okay. we're still trying to get Nika to go to bed on time. We'll see how our new plans go, and then we'll share them. We've had some very generous things happened to us recently. We kind of, our minds are a little scatterbrained right now, and we had forgotten to pay rent and we were, I think, like 15 days late. And so I got a hold of the landlord and I said, I am so sorry. You know, what do we owe you? And their response was, you have a lot on your plate. Just pay us whenever. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about the late fee. I know, like, from person to person, that seems like a normal thing to do, but this is person to business interaction. And so I just thought that was really sweet of them to extend that. And then I am taking a programming class and I am very far behind on my assignments. Apparently having kids and then having to go back and forth to the hospital has really eaten up a lot of time. They're fairly strict on due dates. You can't fudge the due dates on these assignments. And so I went and talked to the teacher, who also told me I officially have no due dates for any of my assignments, as long as they're all in by the end of the semester. So that's been nice. And we've started getting like random gifts at our door.
Yeah, a lot of people, I don't know, just randomly drop stuff by. We've had clothes drop by. We've had little toys drop by, and we don't know who they're from. And
yeah,
we're very grateful, but we don't know who to thank. And it's kind of happened throughout the last couple of months, though.
So yeah, just random things.
People have been very sweet when they find out and helpful.
Yeah. So it's been, I don't know, it's been, I don't know what the word would be. Humbling to have just this outpouring of help. And we're very grateful. We just, I mean, like I said, it's just, I don't know, it's been a lot. So we're slowly getting our place in order, slowly getting it to where it needs to be, I guess. I've set up a office in our garage. So we have a garage, and that's been really nice because I've got like a little escape, I guess. That's not the right word, but I can be home but not in the home to do homework. We live about 15 minutes from school, which doesn't seem like a lot until you have everything on your plate like we're having. And so it's been nice to be home and I can just do homework. And if Janae needs me, I'm a staircase away. But it's been nice. I've put in some gymnastic rings so I can break from the monotony of studying to pull myself up and down over and over again. I think since the last time we got the minivan since our last episode,
Oh, because you were talking to Nika?
Yeah. Well, so Nika, the last episode we had it. But we've had it for 2 weeks now. 3 weeks, I think.
The boys are about 3 weeks, and it was about a week after.
So about 2 weeks. So we have that, and it's been really nice to have a lot of room, which we're not going to be able to say we have a lot of room once we have all four children in it. But it's been nice. I mean, for those who know minivans, you actually sit up in the chair. You're not kind of like laying in it like you do most cars. That's been really nice. And then we rigged it up with a small computer in the back. So, and it's running a specialized operating system for media. And so we have all of a bunch of movies and TV shows on a thumb drive. And so the DVD player in there, we can control from our phones or Janae's tablet. And that's been really nice on the few trips we've had down to like Idaho Falls. Yeah. Well, Janae, do you want to jump in and give the latest news?
Like with the boys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I ramble and I'm really into the technical side of things, so that's why you get my tangents about we have a computer in our car. Yeah.
Well, that was all the life side. The boys, as far as they go, they're all doing great. They've been hitting their milestones early, and they're only just over 3 weeks. Right? Just over 3 weeks?
They're born May 29th, and it's the 22nd now, so that sounds right, yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. 3 weeks.
So Caleb and Russell are in the same crib now.
Yeah. They've moved them out of their, what are those called? Incubators or whatever.
Right.
I don't know what they're called. We should probably ask the single bed. Oh, there is one thing. There is something we have to cover. Hold on. I don't want to get it wrong. Okay, so our last episode, we talked about Janae's surgery. We've been pretty busy. Let's see. I've gotten a lot of texts, so I'm trying to find just one. Here we go. All right, so JD Stenick, if you're listening to this, you were the person that was able to tell us what it was called. The post...
what I had.
The surgery was hematoma. It was a hematoma. you're the winner. For that, we said your name on the podcast. We don't have a prize for you. If you want, we can send you a sucker and a lot of candy canes.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go over their weights? The boys' sure. weights?
Russell is up to 4 pounds, 2 ounces, right?
I didn't know. I just knew that he was over 4 pounds.
Okay, 4 pounds, 2 ounces. Caleb is right on his heels. He is 3 pounds, 15 and a half ounces. He's just barely below that 4 pounds mark. And then Calvin is...
he's 2 pounds, 15 and a half.
2 pounds, 15 and a half or 15?
No, 15 and a half.
So they're both just barely shy of the next pound.
Yeah, so Calvin is almost 3 pounds, Caleb is almost 4 pounds, and Russell is over 4 pounds. But the gap between Caleb and Russell is shrinking.
Yeah, they're very close. The nurses say he's fighting to keep up with Russell.
Yeah. Well, and not this last time, but the time before, the nurse was saying that Calvin, for his birth weight, is doing phenomenal. He is gaining a lot of weight. And from what I understand, and you can correct me, from what other doctors have said, that sometimes is pretty normal.
Yeah, the little one fights harder.
Yeah.
So
they made the joke about he couldn't get enough food in the womb, and so now that he's out, he's going to eat everything he can.
Yep.
So, do you want to tell the other good news about the boys?
Which one?
Oh, there's a lot of good news.
Okay, go ahead, jump in.
Go for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, so Russell is no longer fed by anything but bottle.
Oh, yes.
And he's
his feeding tube is out.
Yep, and he's nursed twice.
Twice. Both Russell and Caleb have nursed twice. Neither one quite has the hang of it yet, but they'll get there.
Yeah, they're on their way. and Caleb still has a feeding tube, but he does bottle feed pretty well.
Today he took 82% of what he needs to. So he is almost there where they'll take out his feeding tube also.
And then Calvin, yesterday they said that he had downed 20 milliliters by himself with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a huge improvement from just a couple days prior where it was only 10.
Right. So. Today, they said he took 14.
Wow. Okay. So a little less than 20.
Yeah.
But still phenomenal that they're doing this well. The initial projection we were given was at about 2 weeks, they would probably be off oxygen. And then I want to say it was a month. They would attempt to bottle feed, and they thought that a month and a half they would probably be off their tube, and then
and not even co-bed till that time.
Yeah, and so we'd be a month and a half out until they co-bed, and we are just over three weeks. Yeah, at 3 weeks they put them together.
So they're doing amazing.
So we're really ahead of schedule, but And then yesterday was Father's Day, and as a Father's Day present, now everybody on Facebook already knows this, so it was the first time, and I might get a little emotional, it was the first time that all three boys were able to be together since birth. Calvin has never been with his brothers at all, and so first off, Janae got to hold them, and by hold them, I mean they put a giant cushion in front of Janae, and they rested them on the cushion, and Janae used her arms to make sure they didn't roll off.
We'll learn how to hold three, I'm sure.
I don't know if we will. I think what'll happen is we'll get used to one screaming while we hold two.
Or one at a time.
So we get used to two babies screaming while we hold one. Or we figure out how to bribe newborns.
Nico will entertain them.
Yeah. So Nika hasn't been able to see them in person yet. And so every time we FaceTime with them, she tries to get them to tell her hi. It's like, say hi. And so obviously that doesn't work. They're 3 weeks old and 2 months early. I guess not anymore. Now they're almost a month early, a little over a month. Because they're supposed to be born on the 27th of July. And we're the 22nd of June.
35 weeks.
Yeah. So, but either way, they're not going to say hi to Nika right now. That's what I'm getting at. Not a point I need to really push, but I did. And
she's excited for them to come home, though.
She is. So she's going to be a little shocked to realize how much time three babies really do take up. They're not like dolls where you can just set them down and lose interest.
Yeah.
So, so we were able to put all three together. when I got a hold of them, they put Calvin and Caleb together. On Janae's lap, it was Russell and Caleb. And then Calvin was on her other arm. And on mine, it was the twins were together. And then the singleton was on the other side. And when she set them down, Calvin and Caleb's heads touched. And instantly, like, they closed their eyes and they kind of nuzzled into each other. And Caleb slowly slipped away and he started fighting a little bit. And so I had Janae move him back. And again, they did the same thing. They know each other. They know each other's presence, and it was relaxing for them.
It was cute.
It was. And Russell is gaining weight.
He looks like a newborn. He right does. Now. He looks like a normal baby.
In fact, last time we saw them, he had a beanie on and he looked just like Nika did when she was born.
Right.
Well, except for significantly lighter. Well, I guess. Right. How heavy was she? She was 6 pounds, 13 ounces?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so like 2.5 yeah, about 2.5 pounds heavier. Nico was than Russell. Sorry, I'm doing the math and I shouldn't be. So, and that's our lives right now. We're trying to get our place in order. We're, sounds like we're going to have a lot of family visiting in the next 2 weeks.
Yep. And we're really racing against the clock because they want Russell and Caleb to come home soon.
Yep.
So we really need to work fast. And the only thing holding them back is both of them don't breathe right when they eat. They'll eat too fast, so their heart rate will drop, or they'll forget to breathe.
Yeah, they forget quite regularly, which is normal for preemies, for adults. I mean, and then Calvin, they have to wake him up sometimes at night because he forgets to breathe while he's asleep.
Oh, there's a couple of reasons holding him back. I'm talking about
Caleb. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying in general, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we have, like I said, we have family coming up that wants to visit. We're excited about that. And let's see what else is new. I mean, this isn't a very organized podcast. I feel very scatterbrained all the time. I'm trying to catch up on a little over a month's worth of programming, object-oriented programming, for those who know what I'm talking about. It's really difficult for me. I have a hard time with it. But that's where we stand right now. Where I stand right now. Math is doing okay. My guitar class is fun. It's very relaxing to just sit down and play. And then I have a religion class, which has been fun. In fact, this last one was the first time I went since the boys were born. This is kind of fun. And so my teacher gave me permission to share some photos. And after the questions and everything, I'd taken up like 15 minutes of class. So, and nobody complained, not even the teacher. I think everybody's excited about the triplets, not just us.
We're quite the novelty.
We are. and then yesterday we went to church for the first time and
a lot of people asked how they long? Were.
Yeah. Well, and people would come up and introduce us, and we'd apologize that we didn't know them. I'd make jokes about us being inactive, and they know who we are, though. Right off the bat, they're like, oh, yeah, we know who you are. Like, okay. All right. Well, and yeah, we got a FaceTime with family yesterday for Father's Day. That was fun. They got to see the three boys together. Yeah, I think we're dragging this out longer than it probably needs to go. So, that's our week, or our last probably 2.5 weeks, I think, since we last recorded an episode. Yeah, we'd love to hear feedback. As you've noticed, we switched over from SoundCloud to Your Listen. We ran out of room on SoundCloud. We didn't think that was going to happen. So I honestly thought we'd fill it up and we'd be done. We'd be out of content, but a lot has happened and we are regularly busy. Oh, sorry. And this podcast has been kind of nice to sit down and organize our thoughts a little bit. In a lot of ways, I think it's kind of covering for some of our journal writing. For those of you who do really well with journals, we don't. I got this app for my phone, and it also runs on my laptop, called Day One. If you're an iPhone and Mac user, I think it also works on the PC. I don't know if it's on Android, but it's really awesome. They synchronize, type on one, you can add a single photo for the day, and so that's been nice. And you can even add a reminder, so like every day it tells me, hey, you need to write in your journal. So, and because it's digital and it's backed up on a server, if our house burns down, it's not just like a paper copy where it's gone. Like, I have mission journals that I have no idea where they are.
And they're in a box.
I'm sure they are.
In our closet.
Some of them are. Oh. We don't have all of them. I don't know where they all went. I don't know if I left some in Mexico. I really don't know. Yeah. So, paper is temporary, sadly. So I recommend that. It's been a pretty nice app. But Yeah, so we're one thing that we've been doing is we've been trying to discuss how to streamline our lives, like how to automate things, not automate things, but become as efficient as possible. And so we've been dabbling in that. If anybody has suggestions, I'd love to hear them. Like I said, you can, like it says at the end of the episode, you can always contact us, Facebook, texting. I'm pretty bad at answering my phone lately. A lot of times I can't, I'm at work or I'm at school or I'm doing homework or I'm trying to put a toddler to bed or we're driving or we're in a hospital or there's a lot of ors. Texting is better and I can't say that I'm perfect at that either. Maybe Janae's the one you want to get a hold of, or email us at notplus3@gmail.com. It'd be kind of fun to hear everybody's suggestions on how to be efficient at different parts in your lives. And so we'll keep you posted on what we try. Anything you want to?
Nope. I think that's
everything. It. Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
If you know us, you can contact us through text or Facebook.
Or you can email us at notplus3@gmail.com.
See you next time.